Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? My name is Peter Richardson. I'm back at you again. It is July 23rd. Tonight, I'm interviewing one of close friends of mine, Brent Nickerson from the Urban Tech. Please wait to tune in, baby.
Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, it's like worth living, should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a person to snatch. Cops give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, killing, he's a hero. Get a send a kid through the hell, kid. One less hungry mouth on the welfare. Don't ship him, don't let him kill a brother. Give a third step back, watch him kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what you said. Two shots in the dark, now you said. I got love for my brother, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant.
Thank you very much, and you are on Blog Talk Radio.
And I want to give a big shout out to everybody out there in Lubbock, Texas, everybody in the world. They're just out there making a change for people. You know what I'm saying? So I want to welcome everybody straight from Irving, Texas, MacArthur, high school graduate, Texas Tech alumni, Mr. Brent Nickerson. How's it going, Mr. Brent? You doing all right today, man?
Doing all right, Pete. How's it going, man? I appreciate you having me on.
Oh, man. Well, appreciate it, man. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day being on my show. You know, me and you, we kind of go way back. And for you guys who don't know, me and Brent was in the same recruiting class, 2005. Shout out to the 05, you know, recruits who end up going into college at that time. You know what I'm saying, Brent? Man, give a shout out, man. I want to give a big shout out to your twin brother, Trent Nickerson, whom I do want to get on my show later on whenever, you know, time is right, man. But, hey, man, let everybody know, you know, where Brent Nickerson is from, you know, and what high school you went to, even though I just let everybody know. But I want everybody to hear it from your mouth, man.
Hey, man, Brent Nickerson from Irving MacArthur, graduated 2005, graduated top 10% of my class, and that's one thing that's most important with athletes going into college and want to progress in the future. And Pete, you're doing a good job of providing kids with that opportunity and with SOAR. You know, you're doing a real good deed, and you know, I appreciate that. I think it'll be helpful and influential for kids around the world. It's a positive message. But like I said, graduated top 10% of my class. I played football, basketball, and ran track. Got a full scholarship to play football at Texas Tech University, where I triple degreed and got my degrees in business, marketing, management, and general business. And, I learned a lot at Tech, met a bunch of good people, had a lot of fun, and got to meet this guy, PDP.
Yeah, man, that's what's up, man. Top 10% of your class. I mean, I wasn't very fortunate, you know, to graduate top 10 of my class in high school. You know, it took a lot of hard work for me just to make my grades, man. And that goes into my next point, to my next question for you, Brent. Man, one thing I noticed, you know, for you and your twin brother as well, man, I always notice, I will be like, hey, Brent, what are you doing? You be like, man, I'm studying, you know, or I can't really do anything because you out there trying to make a way academically instead of athletically. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So
right.
But that brings me into my next question, and I want you to just keep it real and just let these cats know, you know, because most people, they get it twisted whenever they think of D1 sports or whenever they want to play in sports in the next level other than high school, whether that's D2, D3, and most importantly, D1, you know, they get it twisted of being a student athlete, but you know, really, when you really get here, you become an athletic student. You see what I'm
right.
saying? So that brings me to my question. Let everybody know briefly, you know, about your journey, the collegiate experience, which academically, which is most important, and socially, you know, and also on the field, man. Just let everybody know, like, what sets you apart from everyone else? You know, we both redshirted, and then to your senior season, you ended up becoming a starter, and now you're becoming a coach, you know, to your alma mater,
right.
Down at MacArthur. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So just let everybody know, you know, about your journey, you know, to lead you up to this point, collegially, socially, and academically.
A lot of kids that play sports in high school, their dream is to get a scholarship to go off to college and be a D1 athlete, be a D2 athlete, pretty much just get into college, period. And one thing these college coaches are looking for is how your grades are in school. You know, what type of individual you are. Most importantly, how are your grades? How do you perform in the classroom? because without that, they can't help you. If you're not willing to help yourself, then the coaches can't help you either, especially when you get in a situation where, you know, you want to compete for a starting position. Not only are you having to study in the classroom, but you also have to get in the film room and study so it can translate to the football field, because sports in college isn't about just going out there and being better than the next person. You're going to be going against people that are bigger, stronger, faster than you are. But one thing that you can do to set yourself apart is to prepare and study better than they are. One thing that helped me is I got in the film room. You know, I went the extra mile. I took the time out to go out and study my opponents. And situations where I might not have been the best, I put myself in that situation to be better than the next man, because I kind of knew, I played situations, and I'm speaking about the football field. I was able to put myself in situations on the football field based on watching film. And that's sort of what you want to do in the classroom. You know, you get up, you get to college, and you hear, well, you're an athlete student. And the most important thing is to put your sport first. Well, one thing that I want to let these young athletes know is that football, basketball, tennis, golf, all those sports, they'll end one day. They'll be over. It'll come a time where you got to hang up your cleats, you got to hang up your shoes, and you got to go out and do something else. So getting your education is very important, because, you know, you can get hurt and you won't be able to play your sport anymore, but nobody can ever take away your knowledge, and nobody can ever take away your diploma and your degree. You will always have that. And I want to that's something that I want to instill in the youth, to let them know that, yeah, you are, you might get a Division I scholarship to go play football, or you might get a Division I scholarship to go play basketball, but it'll end one day. And if you don't get that degree, what are you going to do after that? Like, you always need to have a backup plan with anything that you do, and you always want to put yourself in a position to where you're not easily replaceable.
Man, that's real, man. Easily replaceable, man. That last point that you just said, man, like, a lot of guys get on that field, man, and they let that, you know, sometimes the media, sometimes the fans, and even professors, you know, they think they're not. You know, what's that Beyonce song back in the day? To the left, to the left.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like they think they're irreplaceable. You know what I'm saying? But really, they just like, oh, all right, we just waiting for you to fumble, waiting for somebody to catch a pass on you, and then, boom, in comes the next man. And one really valid point that you did say, man, you know what I'm saying? You said coaches can't help you if you don't have the grades. Prime example, you have a superb athlete that's in high school, all this and that in the bag of chips, but think he's going to go D1, but then don't go D1 because he don't have the grades. You know, that happens more times than not. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So, like, man, I'm so glad that you said that right there. I mean, coaches, like, listen to this, man. Coaches can't help you. They can't help you. Regardless how good you are, they can't help you if you do not have the grades. So you must keep the grades. And that leads me to my next question, Brent. What was your mindset going into your last season? You know what I mean? And you was a starter going into your last season, which brings me to whenever you caught the interception against Baylor and playing in your hometown. You see what I'm saying? Playing in your hometown. But what got you to that point? And I want to know what got you through, my brother, because there's people out there just like that going into this fall who, you know, they're seniors right now who's going through summer camp. So you remember, it's July, man. It's we running in the bubble. If it was raining or if it wasn't raining, Benny used to have us running outside, man, running them 110s and 300s. You know what I'm saying? So what was your mindset? What was your mindset going into your last fall camp?
It was all about preparation. It was about putting myself in the most advantageous situation that I could. And going into my senior season, a lot of people want to say, okay, this is my last year, I got to go hard, or I got to go home, you know, this is it, this is the last hoorah. But your freshman year, your sophomore year, your junior year, your redshirt freshman year, all of those years build up to your senior year. If you prepare up until your senior year, then you don't have anything to worry about. You know, of course, playing football, my main thing was, okay, I have to have a good year so I can go to the NFL. And everybody has that dream of wanting to go to the NFL. And that was a dream of mine. I ended up getting hurt my senior year and playing with the injury because I didn't want to get surgery. And I was just going to get surgery after the season. But you know, I just had a goal to be the best that I could be. You know, there's things in life that you can control. There are other things that you can't control. One thing I learned from my days in college is to just worry about the things that you can control, and everything else will fall into place.
Man, that's big, man. And that's crazy because I wasn't even – like, this cat wasn't even really on my mind until you just said worry about the things that you can control. And that brings me to a point, because he ended up passing away. I want to say maybe our freshman year, Coach Brown.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Coach Brown was our corner coach. Well, I was a running back at the time. You was a corner. But one thing that he always did preach up on, worry about what you could control. Only thing that all of us human beings that we all have in common, the only thing we can control is our attitude. See what I'm saying?
Right.
Regardless if it's raining, if it's snowing, if it's a beautiful day outside, or if it's 103, or if it's 39 degrees outside below freezing, only thing we can control is our attitude. So what I'm getting out of the answer that what you just said, man, is just it's your attitude playing through an injury because you didn't want to have surgery, which means that you had to focus. You had to focus on what was going on, and which brings me to my next question, Brent, like, was it hard for you to focus on school? Was it hard for you to focus on school while you were playing sports?
I don't think it was. One thing that a coach of ours used to always say is football time. He would say you go to class all day, you get a lunch break, you might have to go to tutorials. Study hall, and we only get you, say, 3 or 4 hours out of the day. So football time is football time. When it's class time for you to go to tutorials, that's tutorial time. So I always look at each time that I know I have to be somewhere, I utilize that time and make it the most efficient. So it really wasn't hard for me to focus. I would go to football and now I would focus on football, you know. Somebody might have been having a party tomorrow or the day after that. It would be that you could easily start talking about, or you could start talking about a class assignment, or, you know, you have to go with a small group at a library. But you just have to separate yourself from all of those things. And when it's time to play football, it's time to play football. Same thing when you get into the classroom. You know, you have a big game coming up. You might have a girlfriend or a boyfriend, and you want to text them the whole class. So you might have a friend that's in the class. Well, you got to put all of that aside and focus in the classroom, because whatever you're learning in that hour and a half while you're in the classroom, once you leave the class, you won't be able to get that time back. So it's just utilizing the time that you have so you can be the most successful.
Oh, yeah, man. Hey, you hit that right on point, man. Utilizing the time that you have so you can be successful. And I know how you said it wasn't really hard for you, you know, to focus on school and sports, you know. On my end, you know, I can't really agree with that, because it was really hard for me to focus on both because I really wanted so much. And so just for the people out there that's listening right now, you know, Mr. Brent was top 10% of his high school class. You see what I'm saying? So if you don't feel like it's easy for you, don't get down on yourself. But what that means is just being consistent and being persistent. And if you got, and you know, quote unquote, none of these guys walking around here thinking, oh, I got swag. Oh, I got these girls texting me. I'm in class. I'm trying to get at these girls. Man, all of that can wait. All of that can wait.
Right.
See what I'm saying? It's all about what Brent just said. Utilizing your time. Utilizing your time. You know what I'm saying? Understanding the bigger picture. Utilizing your time to see the bigger picture so you can be successful, because you can't get that time back. And with that being said, I'm gonna let you guys go on a break right now. I'm gonna play two songs. So please don't go nowhere. I'm gonna let these two songs play, man. And I got some more important questions coming back for my boy Brent, Mr. Nickerson, aka B Nick from MacArthur Tech Tech alumni. I will be right back on from the break.
Ask for money, but get advice. Ask for advice, get money twice. I'm from the dirty, but they just go nice. Y'all call it a moment, I call it life.
One day while the light is glowing, I'll be in my castle golden. But until the gates are open, I just wanna feel this moment. Whoa, I just wanna feel this moment. Whoa.
Thank you.
job. You have to get up every day, put your pants on, go to class, go to study hall, come back, go to practice, get extra film in, do extra stuff if you want to be successful. It's a grind. So for those seniors out there that have ambitions of going to college and pursuing a career, I tell you to just have fun and enjoy it and soak it all in.
Man, hey, you guys heard him. He said, overall, just have fun. Soak it in. Soak it in going to your last year. Soak it in. Work hard, you know, but soak it in. You're going to have a lot of friends. You're going to have a lot of people coming at you, do this, you should do that. One thing, I do want to stress out to the people out there, I have told my brother, or one of my youngest brothers, I just signed a scholarship to go to UCO, man. His name is Jacob Richardson. I want to give a shout-out to my little bro, you know. And also his older brother, Josh Richardson, he also, you know, played basketball his senior year down at Porter, Oklahoma. Give a shout-out to Porter, man. And one thing I always stressed was, like, don't listen to nobody. Do what you want to do. Do what makes you happy. You know what I mean? But with that being said, from what my boy Brent just said, do the extra work. You see what I'm saying? Because that's how you're going to separate yourself to play on the next level. But most importantly, I want to stress this, most importantly, once all the sports and stuff is over, regardless how long you play, if you play collegiately, if you play professionally, in whichever sport it is, sports is only phase one in your life. So the habits that you create right now, you're going to carry on through your life. So if you practice, put in the extra work in a sport, do that in a career field. Don't let it drop off in the sports world. Because the habits that you are doing right now, doing watching extra film, you know, speaking to mentors, reaching out to different people in your sport that plays professionally, do that also in a career aspect. Don't just do it just because you had love for that game. Have love for your job. You see what I'm saying? Have love for your job. Separate yourself from that guy who's been there 5 years before that you have got there. You see what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, we all have to eat. We all have to pay our bills. At the end of the day, I want to say this. If you wake up every day and you enjoy what you're doing, you are successful. But that doesn't mean you have to be complacent. And in the sports world, nobody is complacent. And that's where the conflict comes in at. That's where the mediocrity comes in at. Because sometimes people see that, oh, this guy is just so much better than me. Oh, my gosh. Then you have those kids who see that they're better than me. But some people have that mindset, okay, they're better than me, but they won't outwork me. You see what I'm saying? So my whole point is, whenever you get that job after phase one of your life is over, and now you start in that career world, my man. Do what you did to get yourself where you were at. Don't change up. Stay real. Stay true. You know, stay true to your work ethic. And that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. You see what I'm saying? Stay real. Stay true. Don't change up because you get an office job. Don't change up because you get a construction job. Don't change up. Even if you're working at McDonald's, separate yourself. Do you. You see what I'm saying? Keep going. If you put in extra work in the film room, okay, sports is over. Do more work in your employee manual, in your employee handbook. Keep going. Okay. But anyway, I can keep going on that, man. I'm passionate about this. If you can't hear it, I guarantee you can feel it. But anyways, Mr. Brent, let everybody know what you're doing right now, my man. After being top 10% of your class, after coming in Texas Tech, being a redshirt freshman, working your way up to a starter, getting an interception in Dallas Cowboys Stadium, everybody can't say that. You see what I'm saying? Everybody can't say that. So let everybody know what Mr. Brent Nickerson, Mr. AKA Brent, is doing right now, my man.
Well, I just accepted a teaching position at my old high school, MacArthur High School, where I'll be coaching football and I'll be the head track coach. No, it's a blessing from God. You know, coaching and teaching is something that I have a passion for. Since I moved back, when I first moved back, I started working at a small store, a retail store. Then from there, I moved on. And the job I just left, a bunch of amazing people that I work with, sports distribution company. I was there for 2 years, and I just recently accepted this teaching and coaching position. But when I first moved back, I participated in community events. I also coached on the side, football and basketball. And I always like to be around the youth and try to be a positive role model and mentor to the kids. And so to be able to have this opportunity, it's a blessing, and I truly feel honored to be able to say that I'll be able to see kids every day and try to push them in the right direction.
Oh man, that's what's up, man. That's a blessing. That's a blessing, man. That's what it's all about, man. We got to give back to the community, man. It's been a drop off. You know what I mean? Ever since we've been in college, and now we all in the professional world nowadays, and we got you know, kids nowadays are getting killed or murdered, you know, before they even reach the 20s. Before they even eligible to go out and really have fun legally, you know, people are getting murdered regardless if they're black, white, purple, yellow, green. It really doesn't matter. All of us as people have to come together and just give back to just like those who gave back to us. That's all I'm trying to say. But Mr. Brent, I got one more question before I let you go. I know you're still studying. I know you're still trying to pass a few tests, man. I know you got great plans ahead. You've been a head track coach, you know, coaching them corners down there at MacArthur. Man, I want to give a shout-out to everybody out there in Irving, Texas, you know, MacArthur High School, Mr. Trent, Mr. Julius, and everybody out there on their coaching staff, man. Shout-out to you guys. But, Brent, I have one more question for you, my man, in 5 years. In 5 years, what do you see yourself doing in 5 years, man?
You know, being that I took this new role on, you know, I want to dive in deeper into coaching. In 5 years, I want to either be a defensive coordinator or a head coach at a high school. If not that, I want to be somewhere at the college level, at the collegiate level. Coaching, I could see myself doing that as well. But I know I have a passion for football, and in 5 years, I want to say that I'd be able to be a defensive coordinator at a high school.
Okay, man, that's what's up, man. I have nothing but utmost faith for you, man. I've seen you grow. I've seen you just make tremendous steps. Not only athletically, but also off the field as well, man. I've seen your faith in God grow. I'm sitting in the film room with you, man. I remember Coach Mitchell asking you, Brent, what's changed? And you said God. You know what I'm saying? And that's another aspect. That's another thing that I want to stress to the young folks out there, man. Regardless of what your friend is doing, regardless of even what your parents might say. You see what I'm saying? Keep your faith in God.
Right.
Keep God first. Stay positive. Work hard. And you're going to be all right. If it's meant to be, it's going to be. Don't stress out about it. Don't worry about it. You're going to do it. If it's meant to be, it's going to happen. You see what I'm saying? But, man, with that being said, Brent, man, I want to give you the utmost respect, man. Thank you very much for being on my show. I'm going to go ahead and let you go for the night. And, you just enjoy the rest of your night, my man. You got nothing but great things coming ahead of you, and good luck to you and MacArthur up there in Irving, man. I wish you guys nothing but the best. You hear me?
Hey, Pete, I appreciate you having me on the show. One thing I want to leave you guys with before I get out of here is a quote that I heard when I was in college, and it couldn't have come at a better time for me. It goes, every morning in Africa, a gazelle wakes up it knows it must run faster than the fastest lion, or it'll be killed. At the same time, a lion is waking up, and it knows it has to outrun the slowest gazelle, or it will starve to death. It doesn't matter if you're a gazelle or if you're a lion. When the sun comes up, you better be running.
That's real. I remember that quote, my man. That's what's up. When the sun comes up, you better be running. Regardless, in this world, it's an eat or get ate world. You hear me, man? I hope you guys take. I hope you guys hear that quote. Take that to heart. And most important, sleep on it. Sleep on it. Wake up and wake up with a passion. Wake up and just want to get better. As long as you're better than you were yesterday, then that day is a progression. You know what I'm saying? Progression is always the lesson. Well, all right, man, I want to say thank you, Brent, man. It's really been my pleasure. You know what I'm saying? I look forward to having you back on the show. Once everything, I want to say, quote unquote, gets cracking. You know what I'm saying? once y'all go out there, get y'all a couple dubs. You know what I'm saying? I want to have you and your brother on the show. And that's just what I'm talking about, man. So with that being said, I want to say good night, man. Hey, God bless. You know, sleep tight, man. Don't work too hard tonight, man.
All right, man. God bless. Appreciate it, Pete.
All right, my pleasure, man. Have a good night.
All right, you too.
Well, I bet. Oh, man, I hope you guys enjoyed my boy Brent, man, Mr. Brent Nickerson, man. He just received that job at his alma mater in MacArthur High School, man. Nothing but utmost respect for that guy. He's a guy, man, who always stayed positive no matter what went on. And he didn't even speak on this. He actually had a heart condition. He actually had a heart condition that minimized his playing time. Well, it was supposed to minimize his playing time. We all have to get a physical going into each year coming in. I want to say maybe it was our junior year. He was diagnosed with a heart condition. He wasn't able to do anything, man. He likes to dance, and he couldn't even dance. He used to walk around with patches on his chest. He didn't even speak on that, man, because that's just how strong he is, because they didn't even stop him, you know, to ultimately becoming a starter and ultimately becoming, you know, basically an inspiration, you know, to his younger brothers and then also to his own mother. You see what I'm saying? So regardless of what you're going through, everybody has their own story. So whatever you're going through, do not let that get you down. If you're able to wake up and go through another day, that is another day that some people don't even have. And that brings me to my next point. Man, I want to give a shout-out to my home family down there in Muskogee, Oklahoma, man. This guy named L.J. Mahomes, whom I played little league football with, whom I went to elementary school with, Mr. L.J. Mahomes, man. He just passed away, man. He's a very young guy, and it was just a sudden death. And I'm so sorry that happened, man. Prayers goes out to you and your sister and your family, Mr. Ashley Mahomes. Man, I'm so sorry about that, because I want everybody to realize, if you have somebody, if you love someone, call them and let them know that you love them. Life is so short these days. Life is so short. See what I'm saying? So just appreciate what you have. Appreciate what you have before it becomes what you had. See what I'm saying? Appreciate what you have before it becomes what you had. Regardless if it's a girlfriend, if it's your mom, if it's your pops, if it's a pops that pops ain't talked to you in years, or if it's your mom that you don't feel comfortable saying I love you, man, it's all right. It's okay to be the bigger person. See what I'm saying? It's okay to be the bigger person, man. But anyways, I can go all day speaking on that. But I hope you guys enjoyed my show. Once again, this is Saving Our Athletes Respectfully. And my name is Peter Richardson. I'm an owner and sole creator of this. Man, I'm just starting out, and I interview everyone. Everybody is an athlete, not only athletes who step in between the white lines. Everybody is an athlete in this world, because we are all competing in this game of life, but not to compete, but to become better people and to become closer to our maker. Yes, sir, or yes, ma'am. And that leads me into my theme song, Fly by Rihanna. and featuring Nicki Minaj, Nicki Minaj, Nicki Minaj.